Welcome to SciSection. My name is Yumna Joffrey, and I'm the journalist for the SciSection radio show, broadcasted on CFMU 93.3 FM radio station. We are here today with a very special guest from the 2023 McMaster Child Health Conference, and I'll give her a chance to introduce herself.
Sure. So my name is Megan, and I'm an undergraduate student in the Bachelor of Health Sciences program at McMaster University, specializing in child health. Throughout my undergrad, I've been involved in a few research projects on topics ranging from peer mentorship and pediatric transplantation, child and adolescent mental health, and enhancing psychosocial care for pediatric patients and their families. I also volunteer for a children's reading program at a local Hamilton Elementary School, where I work with children to help them learn to read. These involvements have sparked my interest in working with children and have fueled my passion for improving pediatric healthcare and supporting children's well-being and mental health.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. So, Megan, what research topic did you choose to present via poster for the 2023 McMaster Child Health Conference?
Over the past year, I have been working with Dr. Samantha Anthony and the Anthony Lab at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. Together, we conducted a mixed methods pre-post evaluation study where we piloted an online peer support mentorship program on adolescent thoracic transplant recipients called the iPeer-to-Peer program. At the 2023 McMaster Child Health Conference, I presented our work in a poster titled, "You Can Learn from Each Other and Grow as a Person: The Experiences of Adolescent Thoracic Transplant Recipients Participating in the iPeer-to-Peer Support Mentorship Program." I was then invited by the SciSection team to complete a podcast to share more about our work.
That seems like a really interesting topic, but why did you personally choose this topic?
I chose this topic due to my curiosity in learning more about the experiences of pediatric thoracic transplant recipients post-transplantation. I wanted to explore more on the value of peer mentorship in supporting the psychosocial well-being of pediatric transplant recipients. Adolescent thoracic transplant recipients often require lifelong medical management and are at increased risk of psychological distress, social isolation, and impaired functioning in comparison to their healthy peers. This is concerning as adolescents are undergoing critical developments in their identity as they transition to adult care. This may also impact their sense of self, identity, and disease self-management. Research suggests that peer support as a form of social support provided by a person or mentor with a similar condition or experience can improve disease self-management and enhance psychosocial health outcomes. The iPeer-to-Peer program emerged from patient-identified priorities and is an online support mentorship program that has been established in multiple chronic disease populations, including juvenile arthritis, chronic pain, and cancer. The program connects trained young adult mentors one-to-one with adolescent mentees with the same chronic illness to provide informational, emotional, and appraisal support and promote successful disease self-management. The research team in the Anthony Lab is the first to pilot the iPeer-to-Peer program for adolescent transplant recipients, and the overarching objectives of our study were to determine the implementation effectiveness of the iPeer-to-Peer program from the perspective of mentees and mentors, and to determine the preliminary effectiveness of the iPeer-to-Peer program on improving health outcomes, including disease self-management skills, treatment adherence, health-related quality of life, emotional support, and resiliency. My role included exploring the experiences of adolescent transplant mentees participating in the iPeer-to-Peer program.
Thank you so much for your answer. Like you said, the iPeer-to-Peer mentorship program seems like a wonderful strategy for improving health outcomes. But what was the process of researching this topic like? And maybe what were some obstacles you encountered or solutions that you used to overcome them?
Yeah, so the iPeer-to-Peer program was piloted at two Canadian pediatric transplant centers, SickKids Hospital in Toronto and Stollery Children's Hospital in Alberta. We recruited adolescent mentees aged 12 to 17 and matched them one-to-one with trained mentors aged 18 to 25 who are successfully managing their transplant. Mentor-mentee pairs connected virtually and engaged in video calls and text messaging over 15 weeks. We then conducted one-on-one interviews with mentees after program completion to learn about their experiences participating in the program. Interviews were audio recorded, transcribed verbatim, de-identified, and subject to thematic and content analysis. In terms of obstacles that we faced, one obstacle we encountered in our research was with participant recruitment. Recruitment for the study took place amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, when the first full year of online school was commencing. With many adolescents experiencing virtual fatigue due to online schooling, many mentee participants anticipated potential challenges with time commitments, and this meant our recruitment was slower than we had anticipated. We had to extend our recruitment period to enable the recruitment of more participants. However, nevertheless, despite the challenges accompanying the transition to online school, many mentees were still motivated to participate in the iPeer-to-Peer program.
So I can imagine the challenges that this pandemic brought on your research, and I'm glad that you were still able to complete it. If you don't mind, please give our listeners a brief overview of the presented research during the conference.
Sure. For our study, we were able to recruit 20 adolescent mentees with diverse ethnic and gender backgrounds who have all completed the iPeer-to-Peer program to date. Upon coding the interview transcripts, our qualitative analysis illuminated three themes. The first theme that we saw was seeking a sense of normalcy in one's personal transplant journey. Many mentee participants expressed excitement towards finally meeting someone who they could relate with and hesitation over forming a new friendship that may lack commonality. Following the iPeer-to-Peer program, a sense of normalcy transpired from mentee participants as mentees and mentors connected over similar interests, hobbies, and experiences. The second theme that we saw from our interview transcripts was enabling meaning-making through reciprocal story sharing. Mentee participants felt they were able to increase their personal knowledge on topics including how to strengthen their communication skills with caregivers, how to initiate conversations with parents regarding transplant-related pains, how to better manage life with their disease, as well as important considerations to look out for as immunocompromised individuals. The last theme that we saw from our interview transcripts was nurturing competence and disease self-management skills. Many mentees felt their mentors were able to help them gain independence with their medication taking skills. They felt their mentors were able to nurture confidence in their transplant journey and empower them to let go of the fears that they once had. For example, one of our mentees described how they were afraid to show their transplant scars in public prior to joining the iPeer-to-Peer program. They felt their mentor really empowered them to let go of those fears and made them realize that there is nothing to be scared about, as their scars show what they've been through and what they fought for, and it's always going to be there to show off. This overall highlights the profound positive impact mentors had on mentee participants. Overall, our findings suggest that the iPeer-to-Peer program is a promising intervention that may foster perceptions of normalcy, improve confidence, and promote disease self-management for adolescent thoracic transplant recipients. Mentee participants also reported high satisfaction and high engagement in the iPeer-to-Peer program, and all would recommend the program to other adolescent patients. Next steps in our research include examining the implementation effectiveness of the iPeer-to-Peer program and conducting a multi-center randomized control trial with a larger sample size to test the overall effectiveness of the program across solid organ transplant populations. The Anthony Lab has also received funding from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, the Canadian Institutes for Health Research, the Kidney Foundation of Canada, and the Mendez National Institute of Transplantation Foundation to pilot the iPeer-to-Peer program within the adolescent heart failure population, as well as to support the iParent-to-Parent program for parents of solid organ transplant patients. Together, we can continue capturing patient voices and creating meaning from their experiences.
Thank you so much for that in-depth answer, Megan. It's so great to hear that participants were able to connect with one another, improve their communication skills, and nurture their confidence and independence through the iPeer-to-Peer program. It was so great to talk to you today, and that's it for this week of SciSection. Make sure you check out our podcast available on global platforms for our latest interviews.